You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
We have liftoff on a Tuesday afternoon. We thank you for being here. We're pretty excited about all of our guests, including our first Wes Blankenship in just a minute. But let's get to some headlines here that you may have missed. Hugh Freeze, has he won the offseason? I don't know who said that, but I agree. Hugh Freeze has had a great offseason. And it's even better now that he's picked up a couple of Big Ten players, a quarterback and a wide receiver. But suddenly Auburn is one of the dark horses to do what? We're not sure, but we don't disagree with our headlines. These are some of the odds that are fresh off the press. Oregon State, Wisconsin, Auburn, all given a chance to make some noise. What about Colorado with Coach Prime? That's where the good betting stops. Speaking of the odds, how about college sports scandals? It began a long time ago with the Brooklyn Five. The most recent is the baseball scandal at Alabama. Now it's stretched all the way out to Iowa and Iowa State. Jim Harbaugh, good football coach, better lawnmower man. For $10, he can do your front yard. It's always crazy when Jim Harbaugh gets in front of a microphone. And Kirby Smart is an author. A book out about what else? Kirby Smart. Could Carson Beck be better than Stetson Bennett? I think he could. David Pollack agrees, or actually I'm agreeing with David Pollack. Kirby had an interview recently with Wes Blankenship, who joins us from, is that Athens? Or is that the veranda of the home in Savannah that they did the midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil? Good afternoon, Wes. Thank you. It's a beautiful shot. We've had other people that cover Georgia try to act like they are at the stadium, but that looks legitimate to me.
Well, no, Paul, this is not Sanford Stadium. There'd be a lot more construction in the background if it were. This is my hometown of Lawrenceville, Georgia, the Crepe Myrtle City. Just a block away here, Larry Flint of Hustler fame was actually shot right by the courthouse steps. But no, I was on the way back from Atlanta, headed back east to Athens, and didn't want to miss my spot with you. And Lawrenceville just happened to be in between. And I can confirm that I did speak with Kirby Paul Smart yesterday about his book, How About Them Dogs? How's no one written a book with that title yet?
I don't know, but I want to hear all about it because I can't afford the price. I'll see Kirby tomorrow. Maybe he'll slip me a freebie, but what's it all about?
It is about the 2021 National Championship, and Kirby wrote it with help from Lauren Smith, a dog of great fame, maybe infamy, depending on what you know about him.
I love Lauren.
You know, Larry Munson always called down, Lauren, what do you got? Now Lauren can say, well, Larry, I got a book. And he co-wrote it with Kirby Smart. And I know Kirby doesn't have a lot of time in his schedule, but he made time with Lauren Smith to write it. It is going to be about $40. So you're right. It's pretty steep. But all the proceeds from the book will go to charity. And Kirby told me he just wanted to give Georgia fans a glimpse into what made that season possible, that mythical, historic Georgia season. And one of my buddies told me that he'd buy it if there wasn't a single word between the covers. And I think probably 92% of the state of Georgia probably would too.
Have you finished it yet? And the reason I ask, Wes, before you answer, is that if you have, would you mind sending me the copy? I just a reader's copy. I'll send it back, just like the old days when our parents would take. Well, you probably didn't do this, but my parents used to take me to the library.
Are you asking me to write your book report for you, Paul?
I'm just asking for your book. $40 is a little bit steep for me right now with the way things are going.
It's inflation, baby. It's kicking us all in the seat. Hey, I saw Kirby at Pollock's Family Foundation charity golf tournament yesterday. Saw a lot of celebrities. I saw Aaron Murray, David Pollock, of course, Coach Smart, Mark Schlabaugh. But I didn't see you, Paul. What's up with that?
Well, I normally work on Monday, but nor do I play golf. So I think that had probably a lot to do with it.
That was a bummer, man. I was just ready to see you out there on the links.
And there was one other factor that's probably the most pertinent.
What's that factor? Time?
No, I wasn't invited.
Oh. Yeah, that's a pretty good factor. But yeah, I saw you allude to the Carson Beck take there from our guy David Pollock. And I don't think he's off base, man. I think Carson Beck could be the most talented prototypical quarterback Kirby Smart's had in his time in Athens. And he's had some good ones. But apparently Beck is just blowing the cover off the competition right now. And Pollock's comment about Bennett kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. It was, I don't know if you want to call it a backhanded compliment. He said that Bennett was the best in-game quarterback college football seen in quite some time. And Stetson certainly had some clutch moments in 2022. You go back to that Peach Bowl game, and really Georgia fans were sweating this one out, but he was pretty clutch at Mizzou when Georgia almost lost that one. Question is, can Beck rise to those occasions? Does he have a big enough chip on his shoulder when Georgia plays at Auburn and faces the off-season coach of the year, and Hugh Freeze plays at Tennessee in November? Those will be some pretty big moments for Beck.
Well, Wes, that's what some have said. Now, we don't really have a good sample, but a couple of coaches with whom I've spoken say, listen, we don't know about this guy under the gun. Spring games really don't count. But why do you think there is so much momentum toward him right now?
I think it's just, I'm going to sound like a coach when I say this, but it's the competition in Athens. Brock Vandergriff is really good. I mean, he could have had his pick of any school going in the portal this year. And I don't want to leave this call with you without tipping my cap to that guy, because especially in the transfer portal, my guy DJ Shockley got all the roses thrown at him when he stuck it out and waited his time behind David Green. And there wasn't a transfer portal then. And Brock Vandergriff is a Georgia guy, grew up right down the road from Athens, and he wants to compete. And I think that fire behind Carson Beck not only helped elevate him this past year between the walls in Athens, man, I don't think there's been a player that has covered as much ground as Carson Beck did. But you couldn't unseat Stetson Bennett unless there was an injury or a blowout like there was in quite a few games in Georgia's favor last year.
Wes, let's get to Kirby Smart for a second, because I think everyone is concerned about the mindset because of the schedule, which we've hashed out 1,000 times. But what did you pick up from him? Because we really haven't had a lot of exposure to Kirby Smart recently. That will change tomorrow over the next couple of weeks. But what was your takeaway from his thought just about the football team and the upcoming season?
Yeah, I asked him what the next 4 to 6 weeks will be like for him and for his team. He's not allowed to interact with the players too much just because of the way the rules shake out this time of year. And that's probably the best outcome for everybody. But he's just hoping to hear that his players actually take a break. That was the thing that really jumped off the page for me, is that Kirby wants his players to enjoy what little downtime they have right now in this late spring, early summer period, because it's back to work and back to chasing down a three-peat here in a couple weeks. So that's what he wants his players to do, just take it easy. And, yeah, he doesn't have much time between coaching Georgia's football team and being the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles farm team. He doesn't have much time on his schedule these days.
Wes Blankenship in, did you say Lawrenceville, Georgia?
Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Great back shot. Tell Griff it blows away that Photoshop screen that he has behind him in his apartment in Athens.
We're the real deal over here, baby.
Wes, thank you. Wes Blanken should be joining us. It's great to have him early in the show to talk about the dogs, and we will talk to Kirby Smart later in the week, as we will be seeing him over the next couple of days. We'll take a break, your phone calls, and much, much more right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So we'll talk about ALS in just a couple of minutes, and it's a really important conversation I hope that you will be here for. A couple of other guests, Chris Marler joining us a little bit later on, and we'll get into some college football. And so this is a headline out of the game last night, Lakers and Warriors at halftime. Sir Charles responded to a challenge from Dan Orlowski.
I want to give a shout out to Dan Orlowski.
Oh, we're giving a shout out to him.
Yes, yeah. Because he challenged me to do the ALS fist pump on ESPN today, and I just want to tell him thank you, because the young lady I know got ALS, and a bunch of guys are doing it. So, Dan, thank you for bringing awareness. So here's your fist pump for ALS. And I got to pass it on. I'm going to pass it on to Coach Hugh Freeze at Auburn, Bruce Pearl, and Paul Feinbaum. Got to do the fist pump for ALS. So thank you, Dan, for bringing that up.
And where do you do it?
You just find somebody and pass it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we could all do it right now.
Yes, you can.
Let's do it.
Fist pump for ALS.
And how cool was that? And we bring in Keith here to help us. I mean, you guys have seen Keith. There are a lot of special people in my life, but outside of my wife, I would say two of the most special women are Laura Rutledge and her daughter, Baby Reese. So, Laura, Baby Reese, we're passing it on to you. That guy's got a pretty strong fist bump. And let's get back to the program here. And with your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Let's check in with Logan, who is in North Carolina. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. Nice job on that fist bump. I wasn't aware of that phenomenon, but that's pretty cool, man.
Thank you.
Hopefully Laura will pick that up and keep it rolling.
Oh, hey, I heard you. I would say the Baby Reese will be the one who takes this one around the world.
Okay, Baby Reese. That's right. I love Baby Reese's picks. She always picks Alabama. She knows what's up. I was going to ask you about, you said on the headlines that Auburn had got some players in the portal. I know they got the QB. Who are the other guys they got from the Big Ten you were talking about?
Well, they got a wide receiver from Ohio State that really has not gotten much activity. But then again, Ohio State has the best wide receiver core in the country. So we're guessing a little bit because he's at Ohio State. But I think right now anyone that Hugh Freeze can add to his lineup is a good move.
Yeah, I mean, that's 0-60 right there from what they had in the class. I mean, Robbie Ashford wasn't going to be the man, so I mean that.
You're going to go with a Ryan Day recruit or a Brian Harsin recruit?
Exactly. I think I would go with Ryan Day all day. But I don't know. I was talking to you last week, and I said Auburn might not split the season. But now I don't know. They're looking pretty good. Our man should be happy. I know he really doesn't really follow football. He pretends like
he
does.
I man follows other teams. problems, not his own team's
good news. Yeah. He likes to follow and get on Alabama, but he ought to worry about his team because right now they need a lot of players. So, but that's interesting. Yeah, my father is an Auburn fan, so he wanted me to call in today, and he said ask Paul who they got because he was hearing some good stuff. So I guess that's good news for him.
Logan, thank you. John is up next in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, Iman doesn't really have a team, does he? Neither does Jeff. You never hear about their teams, do you?
None.
Hey, Paul, I'm excited for Auburn. I think they've picked up a couple good candidates there. Let me ask you about Michigan State since they lost their top quarterback and their top receiver now. Is Mel Tucker in a free fall?
Mel Tucker has been in a free fall since the day he signed that new contract. He lost the next week by, 45 points, maybe more, and has not turned it around since.
He's only had one winning season. I know it's talk about buyer's remorse. Hey, Paul, whatever happened to the Stanford coach? Yeah, I know you interviewed him last year.
David Shaw. I ran into David in December when we were there for the CFP, and what did he tell me he was doing?
He's analyst.
I think he's just what's that? Yeah, I don't think he's doing anything, which sounds like a really good thing to do.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still getting paid, but I thought he ended up with Harbaugh. Harbaugh got him his break, and then he succeeded him over when they moved over to Stanford. But I really think he's a good coach and a good person.
6, 7, 8 years ago, John, he was considered among the top 5 coaches in the country. That's how quickly it gets away from you.
I hear you. Have a good show, Paul.
Thank you. That goes for talk show hosts. That goes for callers. Matt is up next.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Mr. Paul Feinbaum? They tell me yesterday, Mitch said 4 people called in to want to try to talk to me. I need someone to talk to you. Could you give me those numbers for talking about A&M?
I'll tell you who wanted to talk to you. Who was that? Yeah, Trey, and then William from Maryville said he would be. William's really somebody that veteran guy, knows a lot.
Why don't you do this, Matt? I
have to make sure. Let me make sure our people have the numbers, and you may need to call back and get them. Can you do that?
Yeah, but one quick comment, one question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Paul, would you be surprised if LSU went 8-4 this year or worse? I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just kind of curious question I want to ask you.
I would be surprised if LSU goes 8-4. Yeah, I think they can do better than that.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to supply you with some of those numbers and make sure that you get them. Goose is up next in Arkansas. Goose, thanks. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just curious, is that Tim Tebow tattoo, is that real?
The one I did?
Yes, sir.
No.
No?
No, I did. About a year and a half ago, for the Florida-Georgia game, we decided to do the week before we had been in Oxford, and a guy literally put me on his a real tat of me on him. So I went to a tat shop. I mean, it was a legitimate tattoo place. And when I say legitimate, I had never been to one before. On a strip mall off the interstate, and all the usual things that you would expect at a tattoo parlor. It's right next to the place where you can cash checks, and they didn't do they did everything but the actual hot. They painted it on me versus pressed me, or however you do the tattoo. It did take about 4 days to wash off. I will say that.
All right. And just for that other caller, LSU's not going 8-4. They're going to win the West. And since Ed Orgeron is in the news lately because he's getting hit, can I get you to do your best impersonation of Ed Orgeron and say, go Tigers?
I can't top that. We once made fun of Ed Orgeron. Somebody at LSU said Ed does not like the imitation. So we have ceased doing that, even though he's not around anymore. Kurt is up next in Florida. Hello, Kurt.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call. Friday you made a comment. You said the never-ending saga of Napier. What did you mean by that? The never-ending saga of Napier.
Well,
what did that mean?
That, well, I'm trying to answer that. Meaning that for the last really couple, almost since the within 3 or 4 months of him taking the job, there has been a lot of conversation, some controversy over his recruiting. After a terrible season, there's been controversy over his future. That's what I meant by the never-ending saga of Billy Napier.
Being there 17 months and doing what he's done, and I understand they had a bad season and there's enough blame to go around, but I just felt that that was a backhanded comment on your part to say never-ending saga. The man has only been there, like I said, 17, 16 months, and he's, I don't know.
Well, I want to make one thing clear to you, Kurt. I know exactly how long he's been there since I interviewed him on day one. But that's what I said, and I'm comfortable with what I said.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. And we will come back. The never-ending saga of Paul Feinbaum putting his foot in his mouth continues right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back, and Rick is up next in Houston. Rick, thanks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Paul. So I wanted to say, you know, I believe in giving credit where credit's due. And I tell you, Jim had a tremendous phone call yesterday.
I agree. Very interesting. I mean, very widespread, multiple topics, upbeat, positive.
Absolutely. You know, what I wanted to mention to you was one of the bands that I felt like when they moved to a commercial type of music, that it really wasn't as good as what was what came before it, and that was Queen. When they released Sheer Heart Attack, they really moved away from the progressive rock that they had been putting out. And then, you know, the next year when they put out A Night at the Opera, they just totally went radio friendly.
You know, Rick, I'll defer to you. I like Queen, but by no means was I. They became in some ways bigger later on than. I mean, now with the movie and everything that has happened, but
absolutely. I mean, professionally and financially for them, it was no doubt the right move, but it was just one of those bands that I liked better before they became commercial.
Well, that's always one of the dilemmas in any walk of life, is at what point do you go from being an artist to an entertainer?
Exactly.
And very few can hold on to the pure art, because ultimately what anyone who walks in front of a microphone, a camera, or a stage is doing is entertaining. So it is always that dilemma, and I've seen it. It's a tough choice when you cross the bridge toward the money.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Paul, great talking to you, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. That's why they call them starving artists. Johnny is in Florida. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to break the rules here, but I'd like to do a phone fist pump for Kerry Goode on ALS, if possible.
Absolutely.
Someone who
has lived it.
Yeah, absolutely. And done it with so much class, you know, to go through that. But I wanted to bring this up because I haven't heard anything about it, and I thought that maybe you would know. And if you don't know anything yet, maybe I can put it in the universe. Are they considering doing anything from a memorial of Mike Leach at the SEC meetings, maybe something before?
Easy answer is I don't know. But I do know that there will be a lot this fall. And I don't know if that is the ideal event, because it is really not. It's a very closed-in event. We're down there on TV, but nothing else really is. But I'll check with some. I'll see some SEC people this week and find out if there is anything. Thank you very much for the call and for the question. Scott is up next. Hello, Scott. You're calling from Tuscaloosa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you today, sir?
We are doing great.
You know, I left full-time workforce a while back, and I'm not in my truck listening as much as I used to be. But you had a caller, Robert, from St. Louis, and I always looked forward to hearing him when he came on. Whatever happened to Robert?
Robert is still out in Iowa, and he's doing great. I spoke with him, been about 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks. We had a nice conversation, and he apologized to me. He said he's working normally during the hours of the show, so he can't call in as much, although he did call one day. For those who don't know the Robert story, it's been about 12, 13 years now. He began calling the show after we went on satellite radio. We ended up, a group of us went out to see him in Iowa. He came back the next year and went to an Alabama game, made a lot of friends across the SEC, and we hope he'll call again soon. We miss him.
Yeah. Sorry, I had the location wrong.
No, it's okay. Iowa, Missouri, they're all fairly close to each other.
I've never really been to either one of them, so they're up there somewhere. But
I've only been to Iowa twice, and I've seen both ends of the state. Fairly similar.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. What do they have out in Iowa? Is that corn, rice? Whatever it is, they have a lot of it. Gene is up next in Texas. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Paul. First-time caller. Man, I need you to talk me off the edge. I'm a little worried out here in Texas. I'm an Alabama fan, and I've been watching these Longhorns at spring game. Man, tell me that we're going to blow these guys out by 21 or more. Please talk me off the ledge.
That was the problem last year. I think there was too much emphasis on the blowout, not enough emphasis on the victory. This time, we've already seen some lines. Alabama in Vegas today, which is not in Vegas on the second week of the season, is going to be about a touchdown favorite. I think it's a nerve-wracking game for Nick Saban and his crew, because Texas has a lot of components that are dangerous.
Wow. Okay, Bob.
But I think Alabama has more.
Okay. That makes me feel a lot better. I'm kind of worried about this Texas money out here.
Do not listen to the national media on Alabama. They may not be Georgia, but they're still better than everyone else.
Okay. That'll work for me, Paul.
Okay. And who knows? Maybe they'll be Georgia by the end of the year. But we're talking about a snapshot going into the season. Alex is up next.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Alex, we are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Good. Hey, quick question about the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
Did you see that kid from MSU who got those shoes by, whatever his name is? The kid that...
James Harden you're talking about?
Yeah, James Harden. He gave some kid some shoes.
Right, that was quite a gesture.
Yeah, I know. And I just wanted to thank James Harden for doing that for that kid, you know.
I think sometimes athletes like that forget the impact they have on people. And I know that they have a lot of demands, but something like that affects a lot of people. And I appreciate you you mentioning that. We're heading right now to a break. You want to give us a ring? We'd be more than happy to take your call at 855-242-7285. More about the ALS awareness that is currently all over television. In a few minutes, many more guests will be joining us throughout the show.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back, and Andy is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Andy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for giving us this platform and during this month. And do you mind if I share a personal story with a dear friend of mine?
Of course. I would love to hear it.
Good buddy. I'm his landscaper, Steve Zimmerman. He owned Midland Construction. And that guy was, when I met him 3 years ago, just full of life, 64 years old, and one of the kindest, most generous people, but very firm, savvy businessman, and avid crappie fisherman. And anytime there was somebody close to his vicinity where he was going to hit the lake and do some crappie, he'd take you with him. And we noticed about 2 years ago, he was, and this I really want to talk about symptoms because it's hard to tell. He was misdiagnosed for about a year, but just the inability to climb in and out of his boat or to navigate his four-wheeler because he had to drive down to the lake or even reel his and then drive it. His wife made him quit driving. So, you know, a few misdiagnoses, and then the kiss of death came in. He didn't last more than a year and a half after the ALS, and that's when we noticed the slurred speech. And it took a big, huge, awesome man down quickly. And we miss him, and I thank you so much for everything you do. The fact that I tuned in today and you're talking about this, it means everything to us, Paul. And keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Andy, thank you for sharing that. You be well. You take care of yourself. Expired is up next in Texas. Expired, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, it's kind of hard following a great call like that and going from something so somber to something I have to say, but I am going to talk about the old boy that called in from Texas, talking about Alabama. Hey, Alabama, you're going to be fine playing the University of Texas. They're overrated again. Okay, they got an overrated quarterback. They got an overrated third-string quarterback. And they have no defense. They can't spell defense at the University of Texas. Yeah, they got some offensive weapons. And they got a quarterback that cut his hair, and everybody thinks he's great because he cut his hair. Okay, they suck. You are going to beat them. Okay, you might beat them by 21. You won't beat A&M, but you're going to beat the University of Texas. So just calm on down, guys. You're going to be fine. They're not SEC. They're finesse. They're Big 12, and they're not very good. The other thing I'm going to say, Paul, is all you Alabama fans, you're not going to have to worry about Greg Byrne being fired. He's going to resign. When all this stuff comes out and it all comes to a head, he's going to get told, we're going to fire you. He goes, no, I'm going to resign. It's going to be done. Paul, I know you agree with me. I know you probably can't say it on air because you don't want to put your foot in your mouth again. But you agree with it, and I know damn well you agree that the University of Texas is overrated. Have a good day. See you.
Marley is up next. Good afternoon, Marley.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Very, very cool. I'm sitting here in a restaurant. You were on the TV, and I just wanted to say hello. And I've been enjoying the show, and
well, thank
I wanted
you.
To give a shout out to my dad. He's a big fan of Georgia Bulldogs, and that's always sort of been his thing. And the interesting thing about that is we're from Mississippi, and there's not a lot of Georgia Bulldogs merch available in Mississippi. You know, there's all the other Mississippi-based colleges around. And just wanted to say, I don't know how he makes that happen, but it would sure make his week if he could get some Georgia merch.
Well, Marley, enjoy the bar of watching us. That's pretty cool that we're on in some sports bar. Does that happen very often? Billy is up next. Hey, Billy, you're on the air.
Good evening, Paul.
Hey.
I love listening to your show. And
thank
I've
you.
I heard people go in and talk about, is Nick Saban over the hill? You know, is he losing? No, I don't think so. He's still a good coach. I think the parity is catching up with him, has done caught up with him in the SEC. We have the best coaches in the nation. And I think Freeze at Auburn is going to come on strong. Jimbo's got the right quarterback. He's probably going to beat Alabama. I think Tennessee is for real. Georgia's for real. And I really wouldn't be surprised to see LSU win the West. Don't sleep on them this year. What's your take on that?
Well, I agree with you on Saban. The only thing that's happened to Saban is that the field has been leveled, that other people, other schools can now do what he has done because of his name and because of Alabama. So they're out there in the portal taking players that maybe he would have gotten or grabbing recruits that he would have gotten. I think that's really the only difference. I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between Nick Saban's coaching today and a couple of years ago.
Exactly. That's my take on it. And I just say, go SEC.
Yeah, thank you. I think you also have the Kirby Smart factor. The Kirby Smart has done what Saban, he has replicated Saban's dynasty. And it's, you know, if you take Georgia out of the equation, Alabama would have won a championship 2 years ago. Last year, they probably weren't going to win it. Georgia was not the issue. They were the issue. Justin is up next in Dallas. So hello, Justin.
Hey, Paul, I love you, brother, and I
Thank
love
you.
All your crew. I just want to say you do an awesome job. I love the show.
Thank you very much.
And what do you think my Tigers, my big Bing Bayou Bengals, end up this year?
Oh, I think LSU is looking at probably a 10-2 record. I think that's the downside. And, you know, can they beat Florida State? Can they beat Alabama? I think it comes down to those two games.
Yes, sir. Well, God bless all y'all.
Well, thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Quinn, who is up next. Hey, Quinn.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask. So I'm an Ohio State student, but I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I feel like Ohio State's falling behind teams like Alabama and Georgia due to NIL, and they're struggling. What do you think about whether they're falling behind or not?
I don't think Ohio State's falling behind anyone. If you look at Ohio State's roster next fall, the upcoming season, I don't think anybody has the players they do.
That's yeah. fair. That's
I mean,
fair.
Ohio State but has, I think, seven first-rounders projected on their starting lineup. If that holds up, I mean, we're talking about a situation that may equal or better what Georgia did a year ago. And some of the great Alabama. Now, the question is, can they finish it? The quarterback position is really critical there. They've had great quarterback play in recent years and haven't won a title. Can they develop a quarterback and do that? That's the issue. We're back with three more hours. We hope you'll stick around. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.